Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi there, this is just a very quick demo of some of the new features in Seeing AI. The first thing I want to show you is that you can reorder the channels, and you do that by tapping the menu in the top left.
Menu button.
If you tap on that.
Close button.
And I'll quickly swipe through the items.
Browse photos button. Help button. Feedback
down to
button.
Settings.
Settings button.
If you go in there.
Settings. Back button. Settings. Heading. Currency button. Configure 3D touch shortcuts. Manage lighting. Switch button. Reorder channels button.
So if you go in there, you can double tap and hold on an item and you can drag it up and down. And you'll see later on that I've reordered my channels to reflect my preferred order. So let's go back out of that.
Menu button.
Okay, back on the main screen here. If I do a four-finger tap at the bottom of the screen.
Channel. Short text. Adjustable.
Short text is my first option here, and as we know, if I pick up the phone and point it at things, I'm in the office here, so it might.
Alt, Commander, F6, Commander.
Picking up some text from my computer keyboard there, for example. If I swipe up, you'll see that I have reordered my channels. The next one is.
Scene preview.
Scene. But now, if I hold this phone up.
Take picture button.
Tap on this take picture button.
Processing. Probably a desktop computer monitor sitting on top of a wooden desk.
That's right. It is a desktop monitor and computer sitting on top of a wooden desk. So now there is an extra option.
Save photo button. Share button. Explore photo button.
Explore photo. So if I double tap on that.
Photo. Explore photo processing.
For whatever reason, it then reanalyzes the image.
Four items detected. Move your finger over the screen to explore.
Four items detected. Now, when I'm not on an item, just in kind of part of the picture that isn't a recognized item, it makes a funny noise. So that's the noise of not being on anything.
Chair.
Oh!
Outlet.
Oh, that's a power outlet.
Television contains text, ATC.
Television that contains text. That's funny. That's the monitor. If I move down. Oh. Now the reason why it was quiet for a long time there is because that monitor takes up a lot of space on the picture. And move down.
Keyboard contains text.
There's the keyboard below the picture. That's really funny. So, yeah, you can now move your finger around, and if an object takes up a lot of space, when you first move onto it, it announces it, in that case, TV, which is actually a computer monitor. And as you stay within that, it will be quiet the whole time. And there was a little bit of noise as I passed from one object to another. So hopefully that gives you a flavour of what it's like to explore an image.
Close button.
Close that.
Close. Menu button.
Now you can also browse your photo library and do exactly the same thing. So we're still in the scene preview channel here, but if I go to the top.
Menu button.
Tap on menu.
Close button. Browse photos button.
Browse photos. Now, if you wanted to, you could go into your photo library. So we just took a photo, but you could go into your photo library and you could bring up any image and you could do that exact same idea where you would first recognize the picture and then you could explore the picture by touch.
Close button.
Let's close that.
Menu button.
And the other thing I wanted to show you is in the person
channel. Scene preview.
Channel.
Adjustable.
So that's the scene preview.
Swipe up or down with one person.
So in the person channel, if I switch the camera.
Switch to front camera button.
Switch to front camera. Let's do that.
Switch to back camera. Robin near left edge 2 feet away. Robin near center 2 feet away.
That's me.
Take picture button.
So I'm going to take a picture of myself just to let you guys know how old I am.
Take picture. Processing. 34-year-old man with black hair looking happy.
I'm not 34. I've done this a couple of times this morning and I was 48, 50 and now 34.
Close button. Close.
I'll zero just close menu. That. Button. But what I wanted to show you in here.
Take picture button. Face recognition button.
Now this has been available for some time, but now face recognition is now available on the main screen.
Face recognition button.
If I double tap on that.
Back button.
In here.
Recognizable people, heading.
Recognizable people.
Add button. These people can be recognized, heading. Robin.
Me.
Sam.
And Sam, my son. Those are the only two people that we've done so far.
Rob, these people can be recognized,
but
heading. Add
button. If you wanted to add someone, you have to have them available. You tap on this add button.
Add. Close. Button. Take picture. Button. 0/3 photos taken.
and you'll see it says take picture button, and you have to do 3 pictures from different angles, etc., potentially in different lighting, whatever you want to do. I found that it's been really effective, just me snapping myself 3 times. I did change my expression slightly each time, but it's been really effective at recognizing my face. Seeing AI, fantastic.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.